we find ourselves in a special time, moving from Ascension and toward Pentecost. We are moving from the Lord's leaving us to return to us in a most unexpected and startling way. Jesus returns to us on Pentecost by coming to abide in us through his Spirit. The wind of love that shaped Jesus' life, the breath of love that guided his words and deeds, that same Spirit now comes to shape and guide the lives, words, and deeds of his disciples. That Spirit of love shapes us into becoming recognizably Jesus, becoming his life and his love. People will say it is the Lord when they see us. The place where Jesus' own life is recognized, where Jesus' own love is rejoiced in. Today, May 29th, is also the day in the church calendar when we remember Pope Paul VI. In 1975, Pope Paul wrote an apostolic exhortation on evangelization. He talks about what it means for the church to proclaim the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. This exhortation inspired Pope Francis in his own exhortation to the church in The Joy of the Gospel. In fact, he quotes extensively from Pope Paul. So please now listen to Pope Paul's words as he describes what happens to us when we allow ourselves to become church, allow ourselves to become Jesus' body in our world. Listen, please, to his words. Take a Christian or a handful of Christians who, in the midst of their own community, show their capacity for understanding and acceptance, their sharing of life and destiny with other people, their solidarity with the efforts of all for whatever is noble and good. Let us suppose that, in addition, they radiate in an altogether simple and unaffected way their faith in values that go beyond current values, and their hope in something that is not seen and that one would not dare to imagine. Through this wordless witness, these Christians stir up irresistible questions in the hearts of those who see how they live. Why are they like this? Why do they live in this way? What or who is it that inspires them? Why are they in our midst? Such a witness is already a silent proclamation of the good news, and a very powerful and effective one. These questions ask people whether they are people to whom Christ has never been proclaimed, or baptize people who do not practice, or people who live as nominal Christians, but according to principles that are in no way Christian. Or people who are seeking and not without suffering. People who are seeking something or someone whom they sense but cannot name. Pope Paul tells us, as we move toward Pentecost, that we should be moving toward becoming questionable people, leading very questionable lives. This is something we must all ask ourselves. Does my life show a deep capacity for understanding and accepting others? Do I radiate, in a simple, unaffected way, deep faith in values that go far beyond current values? Does my hope venture to become daring? And a final question, a question which Easter and Ascension and Pentecost all put to each one of us. In coming to know us, do people say, it is the Lord?